conservatism, patriotism, integrity. It's the right way for America. 1360-97.5 WTAQ. This is the Schrader Show.
Welcome back to the Schrader Show. I am your host, Steve Schrader. I hope you guys enjoyed my interview with Jake. It's always good to hear other opinions, so we will have them back before November. Really appreciate the texts and the calls asking questions. Now, we will be having a guest here shortly, but I want to go over a couple, because we actually touched upon them a little bit in the interview we had with Jake. So I've got two different stories here. One is from the Gateway Pundit. Yeah, is that it? Yeah. One's from the Gateway Pundit. The other one is from just the news. Now, what are they related to? Voila, election integrity. And I was glad to hear Jake say, yeah, he saw areas where there were fraud. Now, again, before I get the text and email saying, that's at the state level. It's not for a U.S. congressman. I get that. But on the flip side, it's good to hear someone who's not afraid to come out and say, yeah, there was absolute fraud in the November 2020 election. So we are joined here by a special guest to the Schrader Show, somebody we've had on the show many, many times, and it's always a pleasure to have him on the show. The regular Joe himself, my predecessor at this time slot, and nationally syndicated radio talk show host, Joe Gigante. Joe, welcome back to the Saturday afternoon studios. If we had Melinda here, we have the whole team assembled.
I'd say with that intro, I feel like I should just go home. I thank you very much and goodbye. We were in these studios a few weeks ago to do the radiothon. Yeah. And it's like a little bit of coming home to be sitting back in these studios. It's a little, I've never sat where I am. It's very rare that I'm in this particular seat. But and look at Charlie.
Charlie
graduated.
You know, now he's got two names: Charlie the intern and Charlie the producer.
It's like watching your son take his first step. I knew you were talking elections.
Yes.
So I thought it'd be a good time to come in and talk. One of the things I don't get to dig in quite as much as I'd like to with some of the Wisconsin elections now because of the new show. I mean, Wisconsin's where I live. It's where I do all these things, so it's always part of our show. But there was some information that had come to light that I knew you'd be interested in, and I thought was that we should share because, well, frankly, we've talked about this race. We've actually had one of the people in this race on, and I thought it'd be worthwhile going through it, which is, I mean, we're just a few weeks away from the primary. I know you talk about it. I've talked about the need to find the right people, and that's why we have primaries. One of the people that's being primaried right now is Joel Kitchens, who is a state assemblyman. He's in the Door County and in Kewaunee and that region. And, you know, there's just doing research and looking at all the different pieces and parts of what's going on. I think there's a lot about him that people don't necessarily know. And that's what I want to come in to share some of this. So, I mean, this goes, he's been there for a little bit of time.
Yep.
So, you know, for that matter, I mean, I want to make sure that we understand that Milt, who's one of our merry band of regulars, he's in elected office, is challenging him for state assembly. Now, I'm sure there hasn't been as many debates and so forth as we've seen a lot of these incumbents are avoiding it. So I thought, well, why wouldn't you want to, you know, have these conversations? And Joel Kitchens was once very angry with me because I pointed out when he did a press conference with clerks who oversaw the 2020 election, he was lauding how wonderful the election had gone. He said, well, you're just taking me out of context and you're just taking from a newspaper. So I thought, well, let's look at what's in print. So I have a couple things to share. And I think people that are going to go to the voting booth on August 9th should be aware. Again, they have options. In on the one hand, you have Joel Kitchens. So, for example, as I would posit, being one of the more liberal, extreme liberal Wisconsin state legislators, he has given vocal support and voted in favor of Governor Evers' unconstitutional COVID acts and actions. For example, even writing February 4th, 2021, this is a quote from an op-ed he wrote So it'd be
so
hard,
his words.
It'd be hard to say I'm somehow misquoting him because it's him. Quote, we do not believe it is prudent to remove the emergency order and mask mandate. So this is at a time in our state when it was pretty darn clear people were done. They wanted to go back to work. They wanted to get the nonsense off their face. They were being threatened. They couldn't go to stores. They couldn't do all.
Kids couldn't go to school.
Right,
couldn't go to church.
Right. We couldn't go to church. So here he writes in an op-ed with his well-informed opinion, I'm sure, that it would not be prudent. Now, as you recall at the time, we covered this extensively.
Oh, yeah.
There were, prior to the 2020 election, I remember the date on that was 2021. So after the last election, I had personally no less than a half dozen members of the state assembly contact me off the air. They were all surrogates for the effeminate speaker, Robin Voss. Just get through this election. We're going to go to business. We're going to get things done. It's just so close to the election, though. We can't take any chances. We got to get through.
We need unity.
Yes, of course. The great unity.
The great
call,
unity.
Which means do everything we ask, we'll do nothing for you.
Exactly.
And I never bought into it. You know, I actually called it out on the air.
Believe me, I know you didn't because we spend a fair amount of time together.
So, but nonetheless, 2020 came. We had all the problems of the presidential election, but most of these assembly members made it through. And the reward, by the way, was for an op-ed to be written. And this is one of, there's many that were out there basically saying, well, it's not prudent at this time. Makes me think it wouldn't be prudent at this juncture.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That didn't go over well either. But that's not all. I mean, this is a guy that has stated public support for taxpayer-funded abortions. This from October 2017. This from the Door County Pulse, by the way. As I gave you a copy of all the research, all of it's sourced. So I'd like to see him try to dispute these quotes now. Kitchens called ridiculous a bill that would prevent the University of Wisconsin-Madison faculty from training resident physicians in abortions. Quote, I do not foresee that moving forward, he said, to light applause from the audience he was speaking to. Obviously a sympathetic audience, but nonetheless, and this is still happening today.
Yes.
Taxpayer money going to the University of Wisconsin, where they train medical students. They actually send them out to Planned Parenthood and to be trained to learn how to do abortions, courtesy of Republicans like Joel Kitchens, who don't think it would be prudent. I mean, you know, I'm barring the word prudent there.
Yeah, I know I know you are. And also we've got, well, and again, this is from this year. Let's talk to him about, election integrity issues as well.
Which, again, top of the list for voters in Wisconsin. There he said, and by the way, this from the Capital Times, July 26th of 2022. So this is just a few days ago.
So 4 days ago.
Yes. Representative Kitchens was more defensive. This in relation to questions of election integrity, decertification, was more defensive. An aide wrote Luft that Kitchens has been clear that he does not support efforts, to decertify the election, as Gableman at one point asked, and doesn't see, now this is the important part, and doesn't see any fraud in the vote. And he has privately told Voss that.
Well, you know, it's amazing that he and Robin Voss haven't seen any fraud, because I'm looking at just the news story and a Gateway Pundit story that, here
we
wait.
Right. We talked about it on the show, on my show as well. And that was just this week.
This week, 4 days ago. Nothing to see here. Robin and I got it handled. We're good.
Right. For those, I don't know if you've covered what they did, but Harry Waite from Hot Government has requested and successfully received the ballots of other citizens simply by supplying online the first and last name and proper date of birth for these people. He got Robin Voss's ballot. That's one of the ones.
And Corey Mason.
Corey Mason was the other one. And apparently there's a few more that are going to be arriving in the next few days. He's done this with multiple high-level public figures to point out that to obtain a ballot fraudulently is very simple, actually.
All you need is their birthday.
Name and birth date. They will mail it to whatever address, because obviously he's having them sent to a different address. But Joel Kitchens and I quote, doesn't see any fraud in the vote. Because obviously if they can do it now, well, they could have done it then. It's the same system. Nothing has changed in all that time.
And again, this isn't December of 2020 or even December of 2021. This is 4 days ago in July. No, perfect. That election was great. Voss and I got it covered.
Now, when you look at Milt Zweigel, who's running against him, his priorities for the state budget surplus is to return it to the taxpayers. Kitchen opposes doing so. Instead, he prefers it to be used for increased government spending. That sounds very Republican. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a very strongly conservative principle.
It does sound very Republican. It doesn't sound very conservative.
Fair enough. That's also, by the way, from July of 2022. That's from July 22nd. So 8 days ago, with this quote from WisPolitics, Kitchens also said he would hold off on returning the state's $3.8 billion budget surplus to taxpayers, end quote.
So in other words, it's my money and I'm keeping it.
Yeah, it's my party and I'll cry if I want to. He's going to take the money and run. I believe that was a Steve Miller hit.
So here's what's amazing to me. He's been very busy the last few weeks doing everything
But what he should
be doing is what we're seeing here.
Well, and it almost seems to me, and this is why I take the time to do this, and we've done this with other politicians. Now, again, I'm sure by the time I leave the studios today, I will receive text messages, you know, this isn't right. That's a Republican. But let me ask this, Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, what do these Republicans really do for us when they're more like Joe Manchin? I mean, do we need Door County's Joe Manchin? What does he bring to our caucus? Now, someone like Milt, we've heard him. He's been on the show. Solid rock rib conservative that's unafraid to stand up to the Robin
Served
bosses.
Our country in the military.
And this is why we have primaries.
Absolutely.
We have primaries so that we have basically a job review. And as I'm doing the job review on Joel Kitchens, it's not impressive. I mean, at the key things, election integrity, Our medical freedom, the ability to just be free, everything, every check step along the way, it certainly doesn't sound like somebody that's in it deep for us. It sounds like someone that's more in it for whatever he likes. And, you know, whenever I read about private conversations with Robin Voss, that immediately makes me really consider the sort.
I've seen you reach for the garbage can.
Well, again, to what end? I mean, again, and what the argument's going to be as well, but in that region of the state, that's what we need. We need these uniters, not dividers. But yet, Milt holds office, and he lives there. So I'm pretty sure he represents a pretty good swath of the people. The truth is always uniting. It's deception that divides people.
And, you know, the one thing is now, he's no conservative, but apparently liberal groups like him.
Well, we're getting the hook.
So everybody that listens to the regular Joe Show and the Schrader Show understand, we give you the illusion of authority. Charlie's the one that runs the show. He gave us the sign. You're listening to the Schrader Show, joined with the great Joe Gigante. We'll be back in a minute.
I think he enjoys that.